This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken to Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang on the situation arising due to heavy rainfall and floods in the northeast. Mr. Modi has assured all help and support to the affected states. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said in a social media post that the Prime Minister called him to inquire about the current flood situation in Assam. Mr. Sarma briefed him on how continuous rainfall in Assam and adjoining states has led to flooding and impacted many lives. He also apprised him of the relief operation undertaken by the state government. The Assam Chief Minister added that Mr. Modi's expressed concern and assured full support from the centre for relief and rehabilitation efforts. Meanwhile, Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang extended his gratitude for the Prime Minister's concern and support regarding the landslide and flood situation in Sikkim. He noted that the state administration remains fully committed to managing the situation and providing all necessary assistance to those affected. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has invited world's leading aviation companies to invest in India, saying India has emerged as the world's third largest domestic aviation market. Addressing the International Air Transport Association's annual general meeting in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said, India presents an excellent opportunity for investment for the world's leading aviation companies. He underscored India's investment in world-class airport infrastructure, noting that in 2014, the country had 74 operational airports, which has now expanded to 162. The all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha held a meeting with Malaysia's Parliamentary Special Committee on Foreign Affairs and International Trade. The delegation also met with the Speaker of the House of Representatives, YB Tan Sri Dato, Dr. Johari bin Abdul. The delegation, led by Shiva Sena MP Shrikant Shinde, held a meeting with the Speaker of the House of Representatives of Liberia, Richard Nagbe Kun, and group of representatives. The delegation also met the President of the Republic of Liberia, Joseph Nyoma Bokai, along with Liberia's Foreign Affairs Minister, Sara Besolo Nianti. Talking to the media, Mr. Shinde said that all the countries that the delegation visited have extended assurance and support in India's fight against terrorism. Europe's most active volcano, Mount Etna in Italy, erupted yesterday, spewing ash and smoke into the Sicilian sky and triggering panic among tourists. Sicily's president, Renato Schifani, said lava flows emitted in the eruption had not passed the natural containment area and posed no danger to the population. The Italy's National Institute of Geophysics and Volcanology said that the volcano erupted with Strombolian explosions, which is a type of eruption of growing intensity. Authorities continue to monitor the situation closely and have advised the public to stay cautious as volcanic activity persists. At the Indonesian Open 2025, India's top shuttlers PV Sindhu, Lakshya Sen and doubles duo Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will spearhead the country's campaign starting today. PV Sindhu will face Japan's former world number one Nozomu Okuhara in her opener. In the men's singles, world number 17 Lakshya Sen returns from injury to face top seed Shi Yuqi of China in the first round. Men's doubles hopes rest on world 27 Satwik Chirag coming off a semi-final clash at the Singapore Open. Tressa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will represent India in the women's doubles. Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is all set to get its new winner today as Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Punjab Kings will clash for the title at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. In the Norway Chess 2025 tournament, reigning world champion D. Gukesh scored a comeback victory over compatriot Grandmaster Arjun Edigasai in the seventh round in Stavanger City. And that is the end of this news bulletin.